Rochester.
Shalom chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends. Shabbat shalom, that is Hebrew for Sabbath peace. And you know what we're going to say starting tomorrow night? We're going to say Lashana Tova, Happy New Year, because this weekend starts the 10 days of awe and the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, begins tomorrow night. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. I'm so glad you're with me today. Today I'm going to air part two of my interview with Guy Kamara, the producer of the Messianic film Sound of the Spirit. He has a fascinating testimony. And of course, I have great music for you as well. Stay with me and I'll be right back. That was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel from the Sattel Gallery. Well, I just mentioned that tomorrow night begins Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and I have to tell you, if you are someone who wants to know a little bit more, you want to dig a little bit deeper, my rabbi, Jim Appel, has a book that he wrote. It was published last year. It's called Yom Teruah, The Day of Sounding the Shofar. This book talks in great detail about the appointed times, all about Rosh Hashanah, the meaning of it, the meaning of the sounding of the shofar. It is just a wonderful compilation of some of his best sermons ever about Rosh Hashanah. You can get a copy of this book at the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, which is right at Shema Yisrael, 1326 North Winton Road. The Fig Tree Bookstore, of course, will be closed this week because of the Jewish holidays, but keep it in mind. I believe you can also get it on Amazon.com. Rabbi Jim Appel, Yom Teruah, the day of sounding the shofar. Everything you always wanted to know and more about the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. And right now, why don't we listen to a great song from the CD Battle for Zion. This is Hine Lo Yanum, Ted Pierce. Hine lo yanum ve lo yishan.
if I were you. 'Cause just remember he's gone and you're not, or I'll have some bad news for you. And I quote, in a loya noon, velo y shan, velo y shan, velo.
You know, that's a very comforting song. He neither slumbers nor sleeps, he who keeps Israel. And so, you know, that really means that God never sleeps, and he's watching not only over Israel, but over all of us at all times. And you can talk to him anytime, day or night. He really knows what's going on in your life, and he really cares about you. And so feel free to come to him anytime, because he never slumbers nor sleeps. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hey, I'm kind of excited. You know, today is the 15th of September. And do you know that actually last weekend marked the 15th anniversary of being on the air? This program began regularly going on the air since September 7th, 1997. So I've been on the air for 15 years. So I thought I'd mention it today on the 15th of September. So praise the Lord. I never thought in a million years it would last that long. But you know what? God has just blessed me with faithful partners, sponsors, and faithful listeners. And so I want to thank you so much. I want to thank Shemaiah Israel Messianic Congregation, and I want to thank Brith Hadashah Messianic Congregation in Buffalo, everybody who's been helping me to stay on the air. By the way, if you'd like to attend our Rosh Hashanah service tomorrow night, it's at 6 p.m. There is no fee. We never charge for tickets. Our services are at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half a mile south of Empire Boulevard. And again, our Rosh Hashanah or New Year service is tomorrow night, Sunday, September 16th at 6 p.m. And there's also one on Monday morning at 10 a.m. No charge. Everyone is welcome to attend. I hope that I see you there. All righty. I also want to thank Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa for sponsoring the program. You know, if you need to get a pedicure, manicure, facial, massage, new hairdo, please visit Pharaoh's Harem. There's two. One of them is in Henrietta. One of them is in Fairport. And they'll take real good care of you. The one in Henrietta, you can call them at 359-2249. And in Fairport, it's 223-5850. Come into Pharaoh's Harem today, and you will be treated like royalty. But right now, you're going to be treated to a song. This is King of the Universe from House of Peace.
I look up in the sky and see your everlasting beauty. I walk along the shores and see waves of mercy, waves of mercy. I sit in the rain and feel your presence and your truth revealed. Your creation longs for your return, your return. You bring forth the bread, you bring holy air.
nation longs for your return.
House of Peace. You know, Hebrew prayers begin in Hebrew, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, and that is, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe. Melech HaOlam, King of the world, King of the universe. That's from a CD called I Stand With Israel. You know, there's a link on my bagelsandblessings.com website. If you go to bagelsandblessings.com, there's a link to a site called Galilee of the Nations. Almost every song I play on the air can be purchased at the Galilee of the Nations website, and you can click on that right from bagelsandblessings.com. Of course, if you want to purchase it locally, you can also purchase most of the music I play on the air at the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, which is located at Shema Yisrael. This is Ethel Chadwick. I'm so glad you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. And please stay with me, folks. I have got such an easy question today for the quiz coming up. I have coupons for bagels to give away. I might even give away two today because, after all, I've been on the air 15 years, and this is September 15th, and I'm in a generous mood. And so that's the story there. By the way, if you're having any kind of a back problem, don't let it go for too long, darling. Get it taken care of. Go see Odell Family Chiropractic. Listen to this.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit any of the four Odell Family Chiropractic locations today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
I'd like to read you an excerpt from this book. I'm so proud of Rabbi Jim Appel. This book is wonderful. Yom Teruah, the day of sounding the shofar. This is an excerpt from the book. I really encourage you to look for it. You can get it on Amazon.com. You can get it at the Fig Tree Bookstore. Here is something from the book. He says, "You know, I don't know if you experience what I do when I hear the shofar. That sound resonates with the human body somehow. I actually feel the vibrations of it, and it energizes me. So what does that have to do with this hope? As believers, we have something great to commemorate and remember on this day. We're supposed to remember something in the future, kind of like the movie Back to the Future. We're supposed to remember the promise of his return and the gathering of his elect that will be announced with the sounding of the great shofar. I believe that, as Messianic believers, God planned for us that we would have a day once a year to remember that he's coming back so it doesn't fade from our memory. That we would hear the shofar blasts once every year on Rosh Hashanah and in the weeks leading up to it, renew our hope. And we can infer prophetically that not only is Rosh Hashanah a day to remember the rapture, but on some future Rosh Hashanah, that great shofar will sound and he will appear." And I'm reading from this book by Rabbi Jim Appel called Yom Teruah, the day of sounding the shofar. And that leads me right into my next song. This is Steve McConnell from the CD HaMoedim, Yom Teruah.
Isaac bound by Abraham, it seemed this sacrifice would be. But God looked on the faith of Abraham. A ram's horn caught meant Isaac would be free. Sound the shofar from the highest hill. Wake up, people, no more standing still. See the harvest nurtured by scarred hands. Soon our God and King will reap the harvest from the land. starlands. Soon our God and King will reap the harvest from the land. Soon our God and King will reap the harvest from the land.
Amen. Woo, hallelujah. There's joy in the house today. That was Steve McConnell. I want to thank everybody who's helping to keep Bagels and Blessings on the air. And I have two more sponsors quickly I want to mention. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. I'm afraid to say it, folks, but soon, very soon, you're going to need your furnace working. And if you have any doubt that it's in good shape, call Excellent Air Heating and Cooling at 889-7840. That's 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. They love the Lord. Their prices are fair. They are the best. 889-7840. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. And if you have any trouble with your computer, if it's on the fritz, on the blink, if it's not working, if it gives you all kinds of tzoros, which in Jewish means, you know, trouble, oi, call New Birth Computers, Bruce Bay, at 585-293-3407. He can scan and remove spyware, malware, and viruses, repair hardware, upgrade your computer, add a DVD burner, set up and configure home networks, wired and wireless, convert movies to DVD. I have had him do that for me so many times. He does excellent work. Call Bruce Bay today at 585-293-3407. He will pay the sales tax portion of the bill if you tell him you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Send him an email at newbirthcomputers@rr.com. And I think we're going to skip the next song, I'm telling my board operator, and I think we're going to go right to Joel Chernoff so he can tell you how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Proverbs 30:8-9 says, "Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God." In 2002, a Nobel Peace Prize went to Israeli psychologist Professor Daniel Kahneman for his paper that integrated psychology research into economics. Despite having never taken an economic course, Professor Kahneman created a formula proving that the wealthy were no happier than someone with less money. However, those at poverty levels also struggled with happiness. Although we don't need a formula to prove the wisdom of Proverbs 30, it is a reminder of God's truths. Despite Israel's blessings to the world, 30% of Israel's population is at that poverty level spoken of in Proverbs 30. Yet even in the midst of such great need, Israel continues in their calling to bless the nations with the gifts God has given them in the areas of medicine, technology, and agriculture, as well as the spiritual richness of our Jewish roots. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, nearly 1 in 3 Israelis live below the poverty line. We have an opportunity to return the many blessings God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammah Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammah Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammah Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby, I need bagels.
Gimme, 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 gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, I'm in a generous mood, so I'm going to take two winners. And believe me when I tell you, this is such an easy question. As a matter of fact, the answer was in the song I played by Steve McConnell. If you were listening carefully, you already heard the answer to my question. Okay, the number here is 222-2990. The shofar is made from the horn of what animal? 222-2990. The shofar is made from the horn of what animal? I'll take two winners for two coupons for bagels. 222-2990. Call now. Call now. Shalom, shalom out there. I know you're out there. I know you're listening. Now, don't you be scared to call. It's not so hard to call. Come on now. I'm waiting to give the bagels away. I'm wanting to give the bagels away. I'm willing to give the bagels away. And we have a caller. Let's see if they have the answer. Shalom, shalom. This is Ethel Chadwick. Hello? Hi, this is Ethel. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Great. What's the answer?
The ram.
Yes. Okay. We have one winner, and I'm going to take another winner. Now you know the answer. So the second person that calls, all they have to do is just call to win. Why don't you stay on the line and make sure we get your name and address, and I will send you out a coupon. What's your name?
Annette.
Annette, thanks for calling. You're going to get the coupon for bagels.
Where do I get them from?
My coupon is from Bagel Land in 12 Corners.
Very good.
Unless you live closer to Stone Ridge Plaza in Greece, I also have coupons from Soho Bagel Cafe. Which one would you prefer?
The one on Ridge Road.
The one on Ridge Road? Okay, Soho Bagel Cafe. Be sure to tell him that you're from Bagels and Blessings and come back and shop there often because he loves to know that my listeners are liking his shop.
Okay.
Well, great. Stay on the air, and we will get your name and address. And thank you for listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, I'm delighted that I did.
Oh, great. Okay, now we have time for another caller. I have another coupon to give away, 222-2990. If there's another caller, you don't even have to know the answer because we already got a winner. It's a ram's horn. So if you just call now, just be the first caller, 222-2990. Somebody else is just going to get a coupon just because I said so. Do we have a second caller? All right. Well, how about we go to another song before I do my interview? This is He Shall Reign, Israel's Hope. Call now, 222-2990.
He shall reign.
And a branch shall grow from his roots. The Spirit of God will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and truth.
And he shall reign over all the earth. He shall reign over all the earth. He shall reign over all the earth. He shall reign over all the earth.
He will not judge with the sight of his eyes, nor decide with the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness judge the poor,
decide with fairness for the meek. And he shall reign over all the earth. 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 He shall reign over all the earth.
He shall gather the outcasts of Israel, the dispersed of Judah from all the earth. He shall stand as an ensign for the people, and his resting place shall be glorious. And he shall reign over all the earth. 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 You shall reign.
That was Israel's Hope. You might have recognized the voice of Paul Wilbur because he used to be one of the vocalists in the group Israel's Hope. Well, last week we heard part one of my interview with Guy Kamara. He is the founder and president of Kingdom Pictures. And he recently produced a messianic film called Sound in the Spirit, which is now out there. You can look it up online. You can get it. I think Christian Book Distributors and other movie houses. If you just look up Sound of the Spirit, you can find out where to buy that online. And it's very, very good, very popular, written and directed by Messianic Rabbi Michael Wolff. So we heard Guy's story last week, and Guy came from Africa, from Zaire, and he was raised by a Catholic mother and a stepdad who was Muslim. And as his story continued, he was separated from his mother for quite a while, and then he ended up in New York City, and he had just met the Messiah. He had just met Yeshua. And we're going to listen to part two right now, and I do apologize. When I did this interview, we were outside. I was using my little digital recorder, and there was some interference with wind and noise in the background. But listen carefully, you can still hear it. There's just a little bit of that interference. So enjoy. Here's part two. I'm back with Guy Kamara, and he is originally from Zaire, Africa, and came from a Muslim father and a Catholic mother, and he's just about to tell us what happened when he said yes to Jesus, Yeshua. And we're going to hear all about how he became involved in film and eventually worked on the project that Michael Wolff did called The Sound of the Spirit. So Guy, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings. You were just saying that you had just received Yeshua. You had just prayed to receive the Lord into your heart.
Yes. Yes, I was with Barton K. Mass, who shared with me the passage in John 5:24. At that moment, I was 15 years old, and when he prayed with me and asked me to really pray to God, it was the first time I spoke to God. And at the end of the prayer, I basically looked at my lack of faith, and I saw the conditions that was required, which was belief. And I acted on that belief by through my prayer. And Barton literally walked me through the sinner's prayer, and I accepted. I felt such relief at that moment because I remember thinking about all the bad things I ever did. It came to me at that moment, I realized that I wasn't a good person and I was a sinner and that I needed cleansing. But it seemed like what Yeshua was offering me was this immediate cancellation and of my sin by accepting his sacrifice at that moment. And I can't tell you, really, I can't really explain it, but I felt like a new person at that moment. So that meeting ended, and my father came back in the room. I mean, it all happened while he was away. And then when he came back, Barton had given me his card, and he's given me a red Bible. And so my father saw me holding a Bible, and he said, what's that? I said, it's a Bible. He said, oh, okay. So we walked home because we weren't that far. It was just he and I living together because my mom and him had split up, and I chose to live with him. When we were at home, I would read, because he asked me to read the book of John, from the passage I got saved. And I would read it, and my father would watch me, you know, and then I thought he'd be upset, but he would say, read to me. And so I'd start reading to him out of John. And then I thought, wow, maybe my father would be interested in knowing Yeshua as well. And then he would stop me and he would say, if you speak English like that, you go really far in this country. I said, well, Dad, they don't speak like this anymore. It's King James.
Ah, how art thou?
And so my father went into sort of a defensive posture. He saw me embracing Yeshua, and he started telling me about Muhammad, and he wanted me to know more about Muhammad. It was not until a couple of weeks into it, I was really just anxious to meet with other believers, and I didn't have anyone I could talk to, so I was pretty much on my own. And my father invited me to go meet Sekou Touré, who is the president of Guinea, the country he was from. Sekou Touré was basically a... do you want to pause it? Yeah. Sekou Touré was the dictator of Guinea, who my father knew, who was a distant cousin, the reason why he left his country. He was in New York, and my father was asked to meet with him. So my father brought me with him, and I got to meet Sekou Touré. And I could tell that my father was started to be anxious about going back to his country. So he went into a private session with Sekou Touré, and then when he came out, he said, I think I'm going to go back home to Africa. And I went home with him, and I became very anxious because it's a Muslim country. And I had just embraced Yeshua. And I don't know whether he felt like, you know, he needed to indoctrinate me away from it. But I was afraid to say no to him because he was my father. I couldn't say no. So I decided to call Barton. He had given me his card. I called him and I asked him if I could meet with him. And I was calling from a payphone on the corner because I didn't want my father to hear. And to my surprise, he had dropped the phone, run from the church that was like four blocks away to the payphone. And he gave me a huge hug. And he said, I've been praying for you. And I didn't even know this guy. You know, this is the guy that led me to Christ.
Aww.
To Yeshua. And I was so overwhelmed by that I couldn't understand, how can this man love me so much that he would do that? I said, what is it about this guy that he would do that? And so he and I went for a walk, and I watched him in his walk, and I had been reading from John how Jesus was just ministering to people. And as we walked, I still remember, he stopped, there was a homeless man with no shoes. He literally took his shoes off his feet and put it on this guy, and he fed people. And I remember it because I had no experience with Christianity except the Catholic Church in Africa, where I saw it lived out. And he was Jesus to me, this guy, because of his love for people. And so I knew it was real with this man. And I asked him, I said, what am I going to do? My father's going to ask me to go back to Guinea. And he said, McGee, when you accepted Yeshua, your father gained a better son. You just have to obey your father. God will take care of it, but you have to ask God. So I went home and prayed that God, my prayer was were simple back then. I said, Father, tell my dad I don't want to go. And you know how in the past my father answered my prayer before I answered. I came home to tell him, and he had already left. And he had a note on the table that said, I understand why you don't want to come. I left some money for you. The rent is paid for 2 months. I want you to stay in school, befriend a police officer, and spend your time at that church across the street, four blocks away.
How old were you at this point?
I was 15.
Oh my gosh! Abandoned again.
Yeah, but my father, my heavenly father,
answered your prayer.
Was before I even.
And it shall come to pass before they call, I will answer them.
Yes.
Twice.
So I was this 15-year-old kid living in Manhattan, and I didn't know how I was going to befriend a cop. I was having a hard time with that. But I did go to church. It was the Christian Missionary Alliance Church. I went there every day after school, and I hung out with Barton. And eventually, thinking that my father was going to come back, he never came back. Weeks turned into months, and then the landlord said, if you can't pay the rent, you're going to have to leave. And I didn't know where to find my mom because she had kind of moved from where she was. So I reconnected with my mom. Barton helped me find my mother. She was living in Brooklyn. And I moved in with my mother, and I was this new believer, and she was living in a very, very, very compromising situation. She was dating a guy who was an ex-con who was plotting, unbeknownst to her, to rob some banks in Brooklyn.
Oh, no.
And my older brother, he thought I was crazy for telling him that I have eternal life and he needs Yeshua. And my younger brother was about 9 years old at the time. And my mother, she was pretty much trying to adopt to a new American life. So her boyfriend and his guys started bringing guns to the house, and there'd be all this money on the table. They were up to something. Unbeknownst to us, they were really robbing banks. I mean, we would watch the news. It was a bank that was hit, and I would put two and two together, say, maybe they were drug dealing or they were robbing banks. But they were like hardened criminals. I mean,
not a good environment for you.
No, we were living with them. I just moved into this environment, and I remember talking to Barton about it. Barton is—he was so great. He was saying, "Nothing's going to happen to you. Nothing's going to happen to you. Just pray these people out of your life. We'll pray. Pray them out of your life. We'll pray for your mom, protection of your mom and brothers." And one day, they had cats, and I'm allergic to cats. They would take these cats in the backyard and kill them.
Aww.
If they were white, they killed them. If they were black, they let them live. I mean, he was doing that to train his younger guys.
That's prejudice.
Yeah, and they would kill them with their hands. They'd put them in the water.
Aww.
And I got such asthmatic attack that one day I was rushed to the hospital, actually from school. And when I got to the hospital, no one knew I was there because my mom, the phone was turned off. And so I was telling the doctor, well, yeah, my father's out of the country. My mom lives with these gangsters. I don't know how you're going to get hold of them. But they wouldn't release me because I was having a hard time breathing. So then, when I started getting better, the psychiatrist came over, and he wanted to evaluate me because I told him about these stories in Africa, and they thought I was crazy. So after he did an evaluation, he said, Guy is not crazy. Somebody needs to investigate this. So they contacted the FBI, and the FBI did a stakeout on that house, and they connected those criminals to my house and the bank robberies to my house. And there was one of those guys actually was an escaped convict out of Texas.
Oh my.
And so I didn't know this was happening, so I was released. I went home, and they were like, "Where have you been for 3 days?" And I said, "I was in the hospital." And they didn't believe me. My mom kind of believed me, but she had sort of gotten into drugs and drinking. She really kind of saw these guys as freedom fighters for African days. They were, some of them were ex-Black Panthers, some of them were 5%ers.
Mm.
And they pretty much, she saw them as freedom fighters. She didn't see them as criminals.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was there, I told my brother, you know, you need to come to church with me. You know, you need to, my mother was like, "I'm a Catholic. You're Protestant. Protestants are going to hell. How can you leave your Catholic background? How can you leave it?" And I said, "Well, why not? I might have been Muslim too because of my father." She's like, "No, you were born, came from me, you're a Catholic." And so she was very adamant against Protestants. So she rejected whatever I said. So it was kind of a hardship. But the thing is, I was so excited about my new faith that I would read the Bible to these guys, and they would get so mad at me. And I'd say, "You guys need to stop sinning. God's going to punish you guys. You need to put those guns away. You need to turn yourself in." And they were just really kind of annoyed with me, you know? And they were like, "You need to shut this boy up or we're going to shoot him or something."
And
her boyfriend, once she wasn't there, and I really told him, I said, "You know, how you call yourself fighting for the Black man, but you're hurting the Black man. You need God. That's what you need. You don't need to guns. You need to repent." And he took his gun and he put it in my head and he said, "Where's your God now?" And he pointed to his gun. He said, "This is my God. Where's your God?" And I remember what Barton said to me: "Nothing will happen to me." So I said, "If my God doesn't want me to die, there's nothing you can do to kill me." And my brother was looking at us, and my mother wasn't there, but she. Suddenly, he kind of backed down, and he said, "You're pretty tough, aren't you?" And he pulled the gun away. And my mother found out about it. She was really upset with him. But I was really, like, convinced that I was going to die at that moment. You know?
Yeah, I would have been.
Well, when I came, I went to prayer about it. My brothers wanted to pray with me about it. And we prayed that day. The day we prayed, but here I didn't even know there was a police stakeout, right? The day we prayed, we came home from school, and we saw a police SWAT truck in front of the house, and we saw they had closed down the street, and they were marching these guys into the car, and we walked over, and the police officer said, "Who are you guys?" I said, "We live here. We're the Camara boys." And they said, "Well, you can't come in here." So what happened? Because there was a gunfight in here and it was a police raid. "You guys need to find your relatives and move. Go find your relatives." I said, "Well, we don't have relatives in America." I said, "Well, you got to find a place to live." And so I remember calling Barton. I called Barton and he told me that the youth pastor he's a single guy. He has a place where he can take us in. So we went and stayed with the youth pastor in the Bronx. No, it was Spanish Harlem. And we stayed with him for 2 days, and then we couldn't even know what happened to my mother. We figured she got arrested, you know. But God was good, because we found out that my mother had a stomach ache in the morning. She went to the hospital. They did the police raid.
She wasn't home. Praise God.
All the kids were in school. And none of us, my family, got hurt. And all those guys got arrested. And so then the Child Welfare Bureau came and took us three boys, and put us in foster homes. And they had a case against my mother for endangering the children. So they told her that she, but it wasn't a criminal case. It was a family court.
Uh-huh.
Because they saw that she was somewhat a victim there, because she didn't know the culture, she didn't know these people, and she mm-hmm. was kind of trapped there.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't feel she was fit to have her children because she endangered them. So we got put in foster homes, and we so the Lord protected us. And while we were in foster home, you know, my brothers, you know, they saw how God answered prayer, and they committed their lives to Jesus.
Praise the
Lord. Yeshua.
You know, we do have to move a little bit ahead because
yeah.
your story is so...
It is long.
No, but it's so fascinating, yeah. and I so appreciate you taking the time to share it with me.
Yeah.
But I want to fast forward a little bit. It's incredible. You became a believer, and
yeah.
through all these events that happened, your brothers became believers.
Yeah.
And I want to move a little bit ahead as to how you became involved with Kingdom Pictures, and even how did you connect to Rabbi Michael Wolff,
yeah,
and how did you find out about Messianic Judaism, you know, for the moments that we have left?
Yeah, well, my my journey from the foster home ended up giving me opportunity to go to film school. I went to the State University of New York, studied there with some really wonderful people. I even sat under Woody Allen as well, which is interesting.
You did?
Yeah, because he SUNY Purchase, he was a professor that would come and speak there and teach there. Gordon Willis, some wonderful teachers. And right around that time, God gave me a vision that I would have a company called Kingdom Pictures. And I wanted to start it, but it wasn't his timing. I went to California, and then God dragged me back to New York. And then I found a dear friend who said, hey, you ought to move to Indiana. I was like, Indiana? So you ought to move to Indiana. It's a great place to raise a family. So I moved to Indiana, and I got involved with Christian television there. And I kept feeling this tug in my spirit to do Christian films. So one day I just broke out and I did a film called Taylor, Time Won't Fly. And it chronicles that moment in my life when those gangsters were in my home. And Michael Wolff saw it through Dave Schaefer, friend. And I got introduced to Michael Wolff because he came to another screening of another film called The Broken Road. And he introduced himself. He was so thrilled to meet me, and I was fascinated by him because he was such a wonderful writer. And he gave me a script that he wrote. It was called The Rec Room, and I helped him get some rewrites done, and then he named it the Wright Brothers. We call it the Wright Brothers. But it was too expensive to do. It was a period piece, 1964. So I said, Michael, why don't you write something that's more contemporary that we could do? You know, I'm a small outfit, you know, something we can put our arms around. So he wrote the Sound of the Spirit. When he gave me The Sound of the Spirit, I immediately liked it. And so I said that you need to make some changes to it because we want to really help the Jewish people see the Messiah in this girl. And some of his first draft focused on the girl, but now not necessarily on sort of a three-dimensional view of the Jewish people as he understood it, but maybe he wasn't conveying that in the script. So he came up with a draft that we all love. And so he asked me as a company, Kingdom Pictures, to produce it. So he and I partnered, and we put together a trailer, a scene from the movie, so that we could share it with people. And people received it so well that we put together an advisory board who were going to help us raise funds for it. And that took about 6 months. And then back last year, we prayed about it, and we put together a prayer team, and the prayer team prayed us through to the point where we were ready. But I told them, we can't make this movie until we find the girl to play Rivka. Now, here's how the Lord works. We prayed for a person. We had auditions starting in April. I think this girl walked in February. She was the first person we auditioned. She blew us away. But audition hadn't opened yet. So we said, wait, we're going to audition all these other girls. You're pretty good. But her standard was so high that every girl that we auditioned after that, we're like...
Nobody could compare to her.
Right. So then there's this one girl that we really liked. She was the one that we were going to go with. I still had my heart on the original one. I think Michael secretly did too. But that girl prayed about it, and the Lord told her no. And after all that, it was God had already given us the one.
It shall come to pass before you call, I will answer.
That's been kind of my testimony.
I love it.
God gives us the burden, but he already answered it. Okay? It's just his timing. So when Anna Lasberry came on board, I knew we were ready. We put together a team. It was just miraculous. The team that came together. A couple people have seen the film, and they say, this is a game changer for the Messianic movement.
Had you even heard of Messianic Judaism before you met Michael Wolff?
I had heard of it because dear friends of ours had started going to the congregation in Indianapolis under Jeff Adler.
Uh-huh.
And they had invited us to a service. And so I had experienced it. But when I started working with Michael, I didn't really think, I thought I understood it, but it was very, very, very new to me. And so I did a lot of my homework, and so did my whole crew. A lot of my crew were traditional Christians.
Uh-huh.
You know, they didn't understand Messianics. But so we had to go through a learning experience for ourselves, and then Michael, who was very gracious, he helped us get to a point where we understood what we were doing. But some of the lead players are Messianics, and it's sometimes you'll think someone on the film is Jewish, but they're not, because they're very convincing.
Aww.
So we got picked up by Bridgestone Media Group after it was maybe within a month of release. We got picked up by Bridgestone Multimedia Group, and they are distributing the film this coming Labor Day.
Praise God.
It will be in your local Christian bookstores, and it will be in some retail stores, and then maybe some online streaming, we're hoping. So look for it. You can go to soundofthespiritmovie.com to see the a clip of the film.
By the time this interview airs, I would have already seen it here at the conference, and I have to tell you, I've seen the trailer, and I'm so excited, and I can't wait, and I'm just really thrilled to meet you, and what an encouragement. It's like reading guideposts or something when you hear somebody's testimony, and you see what God has done for them in their life, and you know, it encourages and inspires me, and I know it's going to inspire the listeners.
I want to end with saying one thing. Jesus, when he was asked, he was told his brother and his family are outside, and he said, who is my brother? Who is my sister? Who is my mother? He who does the will of God. God took away my family. I never got to go back to Africa. I never saw my father again. My mother died this past month. She's with the Lord because she finally came to.
Hallelujah. Woo!
But God has given me the people in his body. Brothers and sisters, given me many fathers, many mothers, and more importantly, he gave me a wonderful wife, and he gave me 10 children.
10?
10 children. I have
Praise.
5 boys and 5 girls.
Praise the Lord!
So the Lord, my cup is full. The
you got
Lord
an army.
Yeah. So I thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. I am just so blessed to hear your story and to have met you. And
Well, you could visit my website. It's kingdompictures.com.
I will.
And look forward to some of our other films.
I will. I can't wait. Thank you. Shalom.
Thank Vikunecha Yes Adonai Paravalecha V'yasem lecha Shalom.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Guy Kamara. And have a great week. L'shana tova. Happy New Year.
Bagels and Blessings is sponsored by Ethel Chadwick.
We're different. Listen to Life AM 990, WDCX, and WDCX HD.